Hi, Dr. Beckloff. Welcome back to KFGO Radio.
Hi, I'm glad to be here again.
Okay, let's talk about this bad rap that Gen Alpha is getting. Gen Alpha is referring to a generation that is 14 years old or younger right now, and a recent article in the LA Times characterized them with terms like feral, illiterate, and doomed. I've got a few Gen Alphas that live at my house, and my biggest concern, I guess, was not only that we're using these things to characterize children, but also that a lot of the experts are blaming parenting styles on the problems of our young kiddos today. Tell me your analysis of that.
Well, I don't agree and I don't believe it. And, you know, the newspaper article was actually quoting from, I think, TikTok and other kinds of social media outlets about what people were saying about the kids. And so, no, that hasn't been in any way confirmed at all. No, kids are good. Kids are great. And yeah, we have some challenges, and we know that. We know that we have challenges with social media. You know, our millennials are the parents of our alpha kiddos, and a lot of them are doing a really good job. I can attest to it because I see them every day and talk to them, and they're looking for help and looking for answers, and many of them are doing a beautiful job in raising their children.
Now, for those experts that think that this is parenting style, what are their biggest concerns with the parenting styles of millennials?
Well, I mean, it's across the board. You know, there's been so much research done on parenting styles, and one of them, of course, is the super harsh kind of parenting that goes on, and that still happens. And then there's the kind that's very, very not really having any boundaries. And neither of those extremes are good, of course. But we have a bunch of parents these days, millennial parents, who are doing what I assume you're trying to do too. Be balanced, have some limits, be firm about those limits. And a lot of, like, my youngest daughter has a two-year-old. She's very aware of screens. In fact, I would say millennials are much more aware of some of the problems with social media than anybody else.
Yeah.
They were actually around it and a part of it. And so she's being very judicious about screens. You know, the screen is enticing. It is for all of us. And one of the things I think, too, is that our kids are going to think it's hypocritical if we're on our screens and phones all the time, even if it's for business.
Man, JJ said that same thing when we were talking about this interview coming up. He said, I think the biggest hurdle will be the parenting style of you also have to put your phone down if you're requiring your kiddos to do that. I think the problem is the amount of screens. I think that JJ and I grew up, we're millennials. We are exennials. Is that what they call them? Like boomer millennials, basically. Like we're the higher end of the millennial spectrum.
Right.
But I think we grew up with a lot of TV too. We grew up with a lot of TV time. But there was usually one or two TVs in the entire house, and there wasn't all of these other screens. Now these kiddos have, there are cell phones that are computer screens, there are iPads. They're just screens everywhere now. It feels like you're inundated with them.
Right. Yeah. And they are. I mean, my kids were growing up, I think Facebook had kind of just come out. So there wasn't really a lot going on. And they had a Razor phone. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. That was how you knew if you were really cool.
Absolutely. And everybody could text with one hand, you know, underneath the desk. They didn't have all the screens. Now there's a screen for everything,
right,
which is one of the reasons why they're calling it a screenager. But my belief is in people that once they realize what the issue is, what the problem is, most people get going. And, you know, people who are parents, like you are, well, they're worried about their kids. They're concerned about them. They're not going to put them in danger. So if screens need some judicious boundaries set, they're going to do it.
Okay, so can I pose a different question to you that came up on this show before you got here? It's an interesting parenting question, and basically it is to air tag or not to air tag a child. The question was posed in an advice column recently about my wife, are we invading my teenage son's privacy by secretly sewing air tags into his coat? Now, I think the what we came to here with our listeners and talking about it was that, hey, it's okay to do it, but you have to tell him about it. He's 14. You're going to have some transparency. You, as a licensed counselor dealing with these issues, what do you think about air tagging kids?
So what is it that they did with the clothes? They tagged them. Is that what you're saying?
They're putting an air tag in their son's coat so they can track him while he's away on a school trip.
Oh, okay. Gee, that's a hard one, because you know a lot of our phones now are also, they're not air tags, but they're tagging kids and where they're at. And you know, there is a sense in which we need to know where they're at. If we're going to, one of the things that, when my kids had the old Razor phone, you know, they had to be within calling distance. I had to be able to know where they were. And if they didn't answer the phone, then they probably didn't get that phone when they were finally back. So, you know, part of it is just trying to know what's happening and what's going on. I understand that need. Our kids can get into some very serious issues. I've had many teenagers, even recently, getting into some very big problems with the law. And so I understand the need. I like what you said, letting them know that this is there and that you really, as a parent, want to know where they're at and if they're going to be okay.
Right. Yeah. And I think just having an honest conversation about it, the moment you get a phone, hey, we're going to put Life 360 and all these devices, we're going to know where you're at all the time. And let's just have an open line of communication and talk about it. I think that was the consensus of our listeners after we posed that question a little bit earlier.
Well, you know, people are worried about the fact that kids can get around a lot of the safety features on a phone and stuff. But, you know, we've got a lot of cool technology that can be helpful to parents, too.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to have to utilize some of that technology. We're not trying to invade our kids' privacy, but at the same time, we kind of need to. I remember years ago, there was this old TV show called I Dream of Jeannie. And the lady that played Jeannie, she said, I don't care. Her son died of a drug overdose. She said, get in there and know what's happening. Don't worry about the boundaries. You've got to know what's going on.
And there is a little bit of that. And there's a lot of that. And as a parent, it's your job to try to keep them as safe as possible. And
absolutely.
Dr. Jean Beckloff, licensed professional counselor, thanks so much for joining us again here on KFGO. We always appreciate your time.
Sure thing. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.